T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we have a winner for our Cardinals tickets for Teacher Appreciation Night. It's Tuesday, June 4th.
All right, I'm on the phone with her now. We want to congratulate Megan Stewart of Alton, Illinois. Yeah. Megan is a second grade teacher at Brussels Grade School. And she gets out of, they're done on Thursday.
Yes.
So Megan is very, very excited. Now, Megan, I didn't ask you this. What do you think about us playing Gloria? Go for it.
Yes. Thank
you.
Megan knows. Megan, can you hold on? I'll get back to you in a minute, okay? Hold on. Sorry, Megan. 1220 Olive is where we are, if you're listening.
What a great way to kick off the summer. Tickets to the Cardinals and Gloria.
And we'll have more tickets tomorrow morning on the show.
Food stops!
Time for Food Stuffs with me, Tim Comedy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Speaking of Salt and Smoke, Tom Schmidt from Salt and Smoke will be here.
Oh, yeah.
In the 9 o'clock hour, he's going to bring us some food. We're going to hang out, so be sure to tune in for that.
Salt and Smoke twice in 1 week for me.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff going on at Salt and Smoke. Also, we're on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram. A lot of cool stuff going on there. We just put up the t-shirt that you can get if you join us for Courtney & Company Day at the ballpark. You can look at the t-shirt. A little Ferris Bueller theme. We're very excited about that.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Also on Instagram right now, we started putting up clips from the roast. So we put up the first one. It is some jokes from our own Kevin Berghoff. You can see that on Instagram right now at Courtney & Co. Why not?
Are we ever going to be able to put any Jen clips up?
Probably not. Just heavily. It'll be the explicit lyrics parental advisory sticker. That'll be Jen's clip. But get on Instagram. Follow us for sure. All right. A whole lot to get to. First of all, a very happy National Waiters and Waitresses Day.
Oh, hey. Thank you.
Yeah, celebrate by tipping your waiter or waitress very well today. Do that for sure.
I admire you. I was a terrible waitress.
I was awful.
I didn't last very long.
I was really bad. I had to wear a cummerbund and a bow tie and a pink shirt. I didn't like that.
What was the place?
It was over. It was called the Inn, the Stockyards Inn. It was at the Stockyards. It was a really nice restaurant. My dad got me the gig because he knew some people.
Nice.
But you have to be nice to people in order to get, and they want things from you.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
It wasn't really my lane.
Oh, really? They should have told you that before you started. Yeah. That's what it's like to be a waitress.
It was really bad.
That's really
remarkable. I gave away lots of free lunches. It was like, you get your lunch in 20 minutes or it's free. And it was like too much for me to juggle. And they're like, you can't. It's easy to get the lunch out in 20 minutes. I'm like, it's a lot to handle.
I have a lot of respect for what you do every day.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree. So celebrate by tipping them all well. Lots of other St. Louis people getting involved in the Blues celebration. Lots of restaurants taking advantage. So Bailey's Range, you know, they do this thing regularly where every week they'll pit two different burgers against each other.
The burger battle.
The burger battle. Okay. And whichever one people order more of, that one gets a place on the menu for longer.
I love it this week.
In celebrating the Blues, the two that they're pitting against each other, one is called the Empty Net, which is a bun with literally nothing in the middle. And the other is the Gloria.
I wonder what's going to win.
Yeah. I think they expect to win. The Gloria, double beef hat trick of patties topped with blue and yellow cheese, fried pickle pucks, and bacon mirror tara mayo spread.
I don't even know
guys,
what that is.
Fried pickle pucks. that sounds amazing. Good.
So go in there and either order the Gloria or the Empty Net. It's totally up to you. Bailey's Range, 920 Olive Street. And then
Food Stuffs.
Pretzel Boys. There's three locations in St. Louis of Pretzel Boys, and they were the ones who did the Kroenke Sucks pretzel display for the for
and they
the
didn't
Super
even
Bowl.
They weren't even trying to sell those. It was just a photo for people to go get pretzels there for the big game. And everybody wanted the Crocky pretzels.
Yes. And now they're doing Gloria, spelled out in pretzel. Yeah. It looks pretty amazing. You can check that out there, Instagram, STL Pretzel Boys. And you can order. It's only $12. You got to order 24 hours in advance. I think we should try to get one around here for tomorrow. I think it's not a bad idea. So they're getting in on it, too.
Food stuff.
And now some bad news. This is heavy for me, guys. This Steak and Shake thing is a mess.
It's bad.
I love Steak and Shake. My
it's
entire
dismantled
life.
In Fairview Heights.
It is. This is a mess. And I read a really long article, like a Business Journal article, about exactly what's going on. And it is a mess. So a decade ago, this guy, Sardar Biglari, he saved him, right? He was kind of in trouble. He bought it a decade ago. And this thing is a mess. And again, I don't know for sure, but everything in this article I read was saying this is a disaster.
Well, because the one that I drove by in Maplewood, and a lot of them have signs up that say closed for renovation. Like, coming soon, a newly revamped Steak and
but
Shake.
But then some don't have any signs. They're closing for good. Because Fairview Heights one, not opening back up, but just a couple, like a few miles down the road, we've got another one, luckily.
Yeah, here's the deal. Last year, they lost over $10 million. The first quarter of this year, almost $19 million.
Think about
It's spiraling out of control.
Why? What is the reason?
A lot of people point to a lot of different things for why it's gotten bad, but the things he's doing now have just made things worse. So they just said, "Oh, we're gonna have the cheapest stuff in the world," and a lot of these franchisees were like,
"No, we don't want to do that. We can't sell
stuff this cheap. We're not even making any money, right?" Mm-hmm. And the restaurant, I think the restaurant business industry in general is kind of taking some hits, and Steak and Shake hasn't done much to compensate. Right?
Well, and think about how many more burger places there are now than there were a decade ago.
I have to be honest. I'm always a little surprised on how inexpensive stuff is at Steak and Shake. Like that $4 menu.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly.
It's out of control.
That's in this article. They're like, it doesn't
There's
work.
No way. I mean, right. And it's a fine burger. So that's going to cost more. And it's $4 for like that, fries, a drink, I think. I mean, it's...
So this guy's doing things like opening Steak and Shakes in vacation destinations that he likes to spend time in. So there's a Steak and Shake in Saint-Tropez just because he likes to go there.
That's crazy. Bad.
He says things on these investor calls like, we're spending $1 million putting cherries on milkshakes and I don't think we need it. I'm going to save us $1 million by getting rid of the cherries on the milkshakes. And the investors are like, are you out of your mind? You have a Steak and Shake in Saint-Tropez. He also is trying to reinvent the way they make milkshakes. He's spending $40 million to install new milkshake machines everywhere.
Their milkshakes are just fine.
But their big plan right now is this. So it used to be 400 company-owned locations, and they're trying to unload those to all individual franchise owners. And we've seen that with some billboards up here.
It was like, own your own Steak and Shake for $10,000. Yeah. And I was like, what?
$10,000, and you got a Steak and Shake. So it is pretty bad. There's a lot of quotes. Somebody said that the shareholders of this company are treated to perhaps the worst corporate governance in America.
Wow.
People don't have a lot of faith in this guy.
Getting ugly.
Yeah, he's getting rid of the cherries.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah. I think the Tower T guys, the guys who saved Tower T, need to step in.
Yeah. Hey, McBride and Son.
Yeah. And they have background in stock in the money management business, so they might be a good candidate for that.
Two cherries on all the milkshakes. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Anyway, hopefully somebody saves Steak and Shake.
$6 menu.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's $2 more. Everything's going to be fine. Hopefully they figure it out because I love Steak and Shake.
Yeah. And the interesting thing was back in its heyday when it did well, it did not do what other burger places did. It was more expensive.
It was a little pricier and we're fine with that.
Right. Yeah. Because it was better. You were paying for that quality. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And all of a sudden they're like trying to make their drive-through fast. And it's like, that's not going to happen. And they need to change some things. And then locally, I'll finish with this, just to make matters worse. I was doing more research after I read this article. In St. Louis, they just won a lawsuit against Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake owns St. Louis area Steak and Shake managers over $7 million because they were working overtime hours and stuff. And Steak and Shake said, no, we're not going to pay it. So now Steak and Shake corporate owes $7 million to managers here, which is good. We want to see them get paid for the work they did, but it's going to hurt the mothership.
Man.
And I don't know. Not great.
Jeez.
This has been Food Stuff. Oh, and Taylor Swift eats when she's asleep.
She's sleepy.
She's got a problem. It's a real thing. She revealed it on Ellen. I did research on that, too. It's crazy.
I'm sure she does. But and she eats, like, fluffy cupcakes because she's so cute.
Trying to end on a positive note.
I like that.
Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is Home Flash Flood Watch in effect in...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.